like tomorrow morning. The rain that delayed the start of Dakota Fest yesterday seemed more welcome than not. Stein Seed independent sales rep Matt Hofer said the crops needed it to help finish the crop.
Yeah, there were definitely some areas that really needed it. Kind of the sand hills, dry tops of the hills, whatnot, they were kind of struggling in soybeans especially. We were starting to see some fall behind. So this was really welcome, really needed. Corn, that's going to be an interesting one. You know, we had some early rains, drowned out some areas. It's going to be kind of a hard one to peg where that's going to turn out. Some spots look really great, but as a field average, hard to say on that one.
Hofer sees a lot of potential for soybeans this year.
Some of them, the high spots were struggling, but the fields I've been out in, it's been kind of surprising. From the road, they look short. Going out, walking through them, they really look good. There's some good potential out there. So we get this rain, maybe another one here. There's a lot of potential left in the beans, I think. Some areas, the big topic now has been aphids. We've been seeing that around the area. I'd say more of the talk that I've been hearing in the country is more kind of south and east of Mitchell. I heard a little bit up north, they've been getting some pressures. So, and that's a tough call right now with crops, where they're at, the critical spot they're in, and what to do with those situations. It's a hard call for farmers.
It's day number 3.